Welcome to the Leader Smiths podcast. It is Twitter Tuesday. Thanks for joining us.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So it is Twitter Tuesday, and I go out to Twitter on Twitter Tuesday, and I find leadership quotes or comments or memes, and then we just unpack them and discuss them. This week, instead of going to Twitter, and I've gone to LinkedIn, and I've gone to Parler and Facebook, and this week I'm going to Instagram and seeing what I can find there. So let's see what we find on Instagram. The first one is a meme. It was published or put out by Manta Law Firm in Tampa, Florida. It's by a quote by Tony Dungy. And he said this, "The secret to success is good leadership. And good leadership is all about making..." Now, I want you to finish the quote in your head. Good leadership is all about making what? He says, "Good leadership is all about making the lives of your team members or workers better." And I think that's great. I mean, he really did a great job with that. That's right. Secret to success is leadership, and the secret to leadership is all about making the lives of your people better. And I think there's something very profound about that. And if you forget that, you start focusing on other things. Oh, if we got just this system working or this process working, everything would take care of itself. No, it's about taking care of your people. Okay, next. The next one is by Lisa Tippett, and she says this, "Don't worry so much about knowing the right people. Just make yourself worth knowing." That is very true, and that sounds very much like Jim Rohn, where he says, "Don't wish it were easier, wish you were better." Okay, so same thing. And so this is like the attraction as opposed to the chasing theory. Don't worry so much about knowing the right people. Just make yourself worth knowing. So what I mean by attraction and chasing, like think about... that girl that just tried way too hard to be liked by the boys, and she was constantly chasing them. And then think about another girl who was constantly, always attracted to her. She was never chasing. She was just there, and they were just chasing her because she was worth knowing. And so there's a difference between those two. So don't worry so much about knowing the right people. Just make yourself worth knowing is good advice. Okay, let's go on to the next one. The next one is by Patricia Mila Cruz, M-I-L-I-A-C-R-U-Z. And she says this, "The difference between who you are today and who you will be in 5 years will be the people you spend time with and the books you read." That's a quote from Charlie Jones. Charlie Jones wrote a book called Life is Tremendous, and his name was Charlie Tremendous Jones. I mean, that's how he was known. He's one of the OGs in the self-help literature with right up there with Jim Rohn. Okay, the difference between who you are today and who you will be in 5 years will be the people that you spend the time with and the books that you read. And I think there's something very true about that. I mean, how many books have you read to improve yourself, to help yourself understand how to be successful, how to be a better leader, those kind of things? It'll go a long way. And it'll go a long way. Warren Buffett talks about this. It'll go a long way over time, like compounding interest. So if you're doing it, it won't just happen right away. Like 2 months from now, you won't be that much better. But a couple years or a couple decades from now, you'll see tremendous growth if you keep it up. Okay, next one. This is by Lotus Leadership. Ironically, we're just talking about Jim Rohn, and this is a quote by Jim Rohn. "Effective communication is 20% of what you know, and 80% how you feel about what you know." And there's something very deep about that. Effective communication is 20% of what you know, and 80% of what you feel about what you know. You communicate so much just by how you feel about it. So even if you're saying, if the text of what you're saying is one thing, but you can't stand that person, they're feeling, "I can't stand you." That's what they're feeling. And so they're getting mixed messages, and they trust what they feel from the communication. So that's good advice. Next one is by NEMAHQ. I don't know even how to pronounce that, but it's a quote by Fred Rogers. Fred Rogers said, "Real strength has to do with helping others." Let me say that again. Real strength has to do with helping others. That's deep. That's profound. And Fred Rogers was such a great model. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, he was such a great model of helping others, especially children, who he had just a real soft, compassionate spot for. And Fred Rogers, you know, the force of his strength, of his character, you can't really see that in his gentleness, but his gentleness is focused on that. You want to see Fred Rogers angry? Harm a child, and you'll see something that you've never seen before. He'll come out like a lion. I've read a couple biographies, watched a couple documentaries about him. Yeah, real strength has to do with helping others, and compassion and gentleness is not weakness, but people mistake it as weakness. It really can be a very strong thing, not something motivated from a place of weakness, but motivated from a place of strength. And Fred Rogers really was strong in that regard. Okay, the next one, this is by Align Coaching LLC. It says, people will love you, people will hate you, and none of it will have anything to do with you. It's a quote by Abraham Hicks. It's beautiful. Yeah, you know, sometimes people love you and sometimes people hate you, and it's immaterial what happened on your end or what people are thinking about you. It's just, that's them. You know, there are just some people, that's just the way that they roll, and it doesn't matter if what you did, they would still be upset with you. So just understand that and discount it. Okay, the next one is, this was for My Military Benefits, posted this, and it says, it's a quote by David Niven, N-I-V-E-N. It says, true leadership strengthens followers. It's a process of teaching, setting an example, and empowering others. If you seek to lead, your ability will ultimately be measured in the success of those around you. That's right, because it's not about how many followers you have. It's not about how big you look or anything. It's all about the success of your people. If you make them successful, you're a successful leader. That's the way it works. So great job, My Military Benefits, posting that. The next one is a quote by Paul Coelho, C-O-E-L-H-O, and it was posted by Liberty Mind UK. The quote is this, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. So he's right. The world is changed by your example. It's not your opinion. Look on Facebook and see all the people that are they just spouting opinions and negativity. No, change. Do something positive instead of just cursing the darkness. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The next one is by, it's a quote by Mark Twain, and it's by Leadership Quotes. Leadership Quotes is something that comes up quite a bit when you're looking up leadership, or hashtag leadership, or hashtag leadership quotes on Instagram. This really, it's more tongue-in-cheek than anything else, as much of Mark Twain is, but I just liked it. It said, never argue with stupid people because they will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience. So, okay, not so great for a leadership quote, but it made me laugh, and so I liked it. Okay, next one is, this is by GPTWSG. I don't know how to pronounce that or what it stands. I guess it's Great Places to Work. SG, I don't know what that's for. So there's a little tag for Great Places to Work. This is a quote by Jacob D. O'Brien. He says, one of the tests of leadership is the ability to recognize what each person needs, even when they don't know they need it. Yeah, that's right. Because you have to know your people so well that you can help them see what they need and get them to the next level. So they might not even know what they need, but you need to understand that. So that's a great line from Jacob O'Brien. Next one is a tweet by John Maxwell that it has a picture of John Maxwell and a tweet of his, and it's by Melinzia Writer. M-I-N-I-L-I-Z-A underscore writer. And what he said here was, quote, be authentic. People don't want a leader who's always right. They want a leader who's always real. That's right. Absolutely. I've seen so many people that got into a leadership position and then they try to pretend like they know all the answers, like as if their job depends on them knowing all the answers. And, we know you don't know the answers. We just want you to help us help you. When you don't know the answer, ask. Help us support you, because we want you to succeed, but we know you don't know everything. And if you pretend that you do, you're insulting our intelligence, because we know you don't know. Okay, I'll stop belaboring that. Next one is by Workplace Trauma _ LYFE, Workplace Trauma Life. And it's a quote by Miles K. Davis. That's not Miles Davis. Somebody else named Miles Davis, who I looked up. Turns out he's a college president somewhere. At any rate, he said, "You can tell a bully from a leader by how they treat people who disagree with them." What a great line. How they treat people who disagree with them. When you have that power, it's very easy, tempting to try to use it just to get your way. Don't do that. Don't be a workplace bully. Don't treat people like people all the way through, whether you have power or don't have power, or they have power or don't have power. Treat them the same way and treat them like humans. Okay, the next one is by Leadership Quotes again. I didn't put this in any particular order. This is the last one, but what a great quote. This is by Andy Stanley, and he says this: "Leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say." And I've seen that time and time again, where, you know, if the leader doesn't listen, guess what? People, they just stop giving their advice, because you're not going to do anything with it anyway. Or because they're a bully, they don't listen. They, you know, "Well, no, I'm not going to say anything." So in a meeting, the person in charge says, "So any questions? I'm willing to answer any questions that you might have." And not, it's crickets, not a peep. Why? Because what they know from hard experience, it's going to fall on deaf ears anyway. So they have nothing to say, because you've proven to them before that you're not going to listen. Okay, so that's all that I have today in Twitter Tuesday. I hope one of those at least will help you and inspire you and help you think more about what it means to be the kind of leader that you'd want to follow, because that's the point of this program. And if you like this program, please suggest, send it to people of like mind who also want to become better leaders. Just recommend one episode that you think that they would like. My favorite episode so far is episode 69. It is my new favorite story of leadership. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.